Okay, so it's about to be 4:30, y'all, and I'm up. I've been stressing about some stuff, some life stuff. I will talk about it another time, but I just wanted to do a quick recording. I have not written anything down. I am just rambling and talking, so forgive me and just bear with me through the rambling. I guess I just needed to get up and encourage myself in a word. Lately, I've been stressing about some life stuff, and a question that's been posed on my heart is, at what point am I going to believe in this God that I say that I believe in? Another question is, am I going to believe the word that God has left for us to read, or am I going to just panic every time things don't go as planned? I want my faith to be greater. And there's somebody in the Bible that her faith really inspires me. And I'm just going to read about her. And hopefully, by the end of this, I will be encouraged and I'll be able to sleep a little bit before I have to go to work. So, in the Bible, a lot of people know about Mary and Martha. Mary and Martha were sisters of Lazarus. And for those of you who don't know, Lazarus was the brother where Jesus wept at his grave. Lazarus had died, and Jesus had actually raised him from the dead. Well, prior to all of that happening, Martha said some things to Jesus that I find really incredible because a lot of people, I don't think, really give Martha the credit that she deserves when it comes to her faith. So that was my stomach growling, y'all. Do not talk about me. I'm hungry and I'm sleepy. And I'm not finna re-record this. So yeah, I'm about to read why I admire her so much. So let me find it. Bear with me. I'm going to read from John 11, starting at verse 17, the NLT version. When Jesus arrived at Bethany, he was told that Lazarus had already been in his grave for 4 days. Bethany was only a few miles down the road from Jerusalem, and many of the people had come to console Martha and Mary in their loss. When Martha got word that Jesus was coming, she went to meet him, but Mary stayed in the house. Martha said to Jesus, "Lord, if only you had been here, my brother would not have died. But even now, I know that God will give you whatever you ask." Jesus told her, "Your brother will rise again." "Yes," Martha said, "he will rise when everyone else rises at the last day." Jesus told her, "I am the resurrection and the life. Anyone who believes in me will live even after dying. Everyone who lives in me and believes in me will never ever die. Do you believe this, Martha?" "Yes, Lord," she told him. "I have always believed you are the Messiah, the Son of God, the one who has come into the world from God." I had to pause right there because it's just that good. Verse 27, for her to say, "Yes, Lord," she told him, "I have always believed you are the Messiah, the Son of God, the one who has come into the world from God." I have always believed. Martha's faith is something that I admire and something that is going to inspire my own faith. I think a lot of times that us as Christians, or maybe I think that people think this way, that once we say yes to Jesus, that things are gonna go our way, that life gets easy all of a sudden, that we don't have struggles. I love Jesus. I believe that he is with me. I believe that he walks with me. I believe that he came into the world and saved us, that he died on the cross for our sins, that he rose on the third day. Like, I believe that Jesus is sitting on the right hand of God, that he is my great high priest, that he intercedes for me, that he loves me. I believe those things. But when life gets to life in y'all, a lot of that stuff I don't think about. I just stress and I worry, and I know that my life is in the hands of God. I know that my time is in his hands. I know that God has a plan specifically for me and the people that I love and care about. I know it in my heart and I know it in my mind, but I stress and I struggle and I worry. And I look back at times where I'm like, God, I stressed and worried about that and you worked it out. And I forgot that you worked it out. And I'm here I am in this cycle again of worrying. But there's Martha, who her brother just died. Her brother was dead. And I'm sure she was distraught and upset. But even in all those feelings and emotions, she was able to proclaim her faith to Jesus. She was able to explain to him, like, how she felt for him. Her faith was just that strong. I pray for a faith that's just strong, y'all. Like, I'm one of them people where if it is unplanned, I am frazzled, I am frustrated, I am annoyed. And I try to smile on the outside through it sometimes, but other times I'm like, I don't want to smile. I don't want to do nothing but just worry. I don't want to do nothing but complain. And God be having to hear a lot of my complaints. But I'm praying that I can start resting. I pray that I can have Martha faith. I pray that I can walk up to Jesus and just say, Jesus, I know that you're the Messiah. I know that you are who you say you are. I know that you love me and that you're going to take care of me. I know that these worries are just not needed. At what point is my faith going to be real to me? At what point am I going to just rest in the fact that God truly does have my best interest in mind, that he doesn't want anything to hurt me, that he only wants to grow me and mature me, that he is truly my daddy, my father, and he loves me. I've been talking a long time, y'all. This is a lot of talking. I'm just going to wrap this up and just say, may the Lord bless us with faith that is real. May the Lord lead us through those valleys, lead us through those green pastures, lead us through those mountaintops. May wherever he lead us, allow our faith to grow, allow us a closeness with Jesus like we've never felt before in our lives. May we grab on tight to Jesus's hand and just know that we're going to be okay. He's our great shepherd. He knows us. He loves us. He put on flesh to relate to us. And I'm going to believe. I believe and I will believe and I will believe. May you believe too.